that happens a lot, right? That you get together with other songwriters, share experiences and talk to them. It's not like, well, you're stars in the US, but it's like there's a community, right? Where you meet people and learn to know new people you haven't met before.
Yeah, for us, it's the only thing that keeps us going, actually, you know, to just, we come from a community of musicians that all played with each other and shared gigs and gave each other advice and helped each other make it. And no matter what level you're on, I think you should be doing that. So we still do it. And most of our friends are just people we've played with at one time or the other, and we would learn songs from them or guitar tunings, or we would sit in on their set or they would sit in on ours. And just over time, we've just gathered all these people that we are influenced by and mentored by, but we share the, you know, we'll share the stage with them. And anytime we tour with somebody for a long period of time, we usually end up, you know, playing with them and just having them on our records, or we'll be on their records. So for us, it's like, that's the whole point, you know, is to have a community of people.
Mm, like Michelle Malone is on your new album.
Yeah. We love her. She's so talented. We sing really well together. And so she's an old friend.
She tours a lot with us.
Has it been difficult for you in earlier years to keep your feet on the ground mentally or in your mind with all the fans out there worshipping you and being able to sing all your songs? I can imagine this could kind of mess with your mind, make you like this superstar some people feel you are.
Well, we're really not superstars. I mean, we are a grassroots band, and we have a very loyal following. And each night is a new night, and we're very present in the moments of those nights. And, you know, I sometimes feel intense joy at, you know, the reciprocity of that experience on stage and people singing and being, it's very involved. And I feel very grateful for that. But, you know, it was a little weird. The weirdest time was when we first got signed to a major label, and we were trying to figure out how to operate, and it was things like we'd play too many shows in a row and we'd stay gone too long, and there was a lot of press and it was kind of spinning my head, and that was really the worst time of it, you know, at the beginning of that for me. And then we just sort of settled into a healthy pattern, as Amy mentioned earlier, the way we tour and we spend time at home. And, you know, when we're at home, we have our own lives, and it's quite normal, really, you know, go to the farmer's market or work in your garden or meet your friends for whatever. And so, you know, even though we're pretty well known in Atlanta because it's our hometown, people are respectful and give us our space. So it's something I really don't think about a lot, but I feel grateful for the loyalty of our fans.
Mm-hmm.